This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
It is now time for five thought-provoking questions provided every single day by our friend Pat Smith. This is what we call Pat Ponder.
I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's time for Pat Ponders.
It's time for you to get that roof inspected. Alabama Roofing Professionals, alroofpros.com, 205-722-ROOF, free inspection, no obligation to you. They'll tell you if you're good. Hey, that's peace of mind for you and your family, your biggest investment. That is your home. Any repairs, any work that they do, they're always going to warranty that work. They're a fair, honest company. And don't forget about the blow-in insulation service, keeping your home energy efficient throughout the year. It's Alabama Roofing Professionals, alroofpros.com, or 205-722-ROOF.
All right, guys, in 26 seasons, the Jacksonville Jags have won only 43% of their games. They won their division just three times and averaged just six wins a year over the past 10 seasons. So what are your realistic expectations for the Jags now that Urban Meyer's the head coach?
I think they can win the division, and I think they can advance a round or two in the playoffs. I'm not going to say that I think they win a Super Bowl, but there are a lot of things that are set up for them to have some pretty good success. And we talked, too, about, think about that division, and there's a chance that things are about to go backwards for a lot of those teams. If Indianapolis loses Phillip Rivers, if they don't have a plan there, if Houston loses Deshaun Watson, where are you? And if you're a team that can score points, you should be in good shape against the Titans. Obviously, that will be an intriguing matchup whenever and how many times it's played. But I think because of where the division might be headed, he's got an opportunity to win it and then maybe win a playoff game or two.
Yeah, and I look at, obviously, the draft picks that they have coming up. You got four of the top 45 picks in this year's draft, including the first pick. And we all believe it's going to be Trevor Lawrence because Urban Meyer proclaimed him the best college football quarterback ever prior to last year's national championship game with LSU and Clemson. I think Urban Meyer, he certainly knows that he needs really, really good players. And I think that, yeah, ultimately, I don't think they win a Super Bowl, like Cole said. But, I mean, they've been in the AFC championship before. I could see in the first year, I think 9-7, that's attainable. Maybe 10-6, but we're going to what? How many games are we actually graduating
17.
To? When does that happen? Yeah. So you could see 10-7 out of that division because, yeah, there's just so much uncertainty. Now, Arthur Smith being the coordinator for Tennessee, I don't think that changes very much as long as Derrick Henry stays healthy and what they have in place there. But, yeah, I could see them absolutely contending. So, yeah. And you know what? I hope he does do well because we've seen so many college coaches fail at the NFL level.
Were you guys aware that franchise has been that bad?
Doesn't feel like it's been that bad.
I told you this morning, Pat, it seemed like Del Rio was just the coach like yesterday. It's been a minute, but he was there forever. So.
Yeah, 8 years. All right, question number two. What's the weirdest thing you guys have ever found lying on the ground in a parking lot?
Weirdest? Human being?
Whoa.
Wow, really?
Alive, passed out.
I mean, there should be more to the story. I think it's what we're waiting
for. I was waiting for him to follow up there. Yeah.
She had apparently had too much to drink, and her friends had left her, and she did not.
Her friends have left her?
Apparently. I hope she had friends. Yeah, we tried to help her out. I think we did. Got her some assistance. She was not in good shape at all. I don't know what she was on, but it wasn't just alcohol. There was a lot of stuff.
I'm
going to
go with just a knife. I mean,
like a Bowie knife or like a little pocket knife?
Yeah, no, like a blade, like a legit, like a Rambo knife, sort of. Yeah. Not like a butter knife.
Did you take it home?
It appeared as though it had been used as a weapon. No, ooh. I wasn't going to touch it. It appeared as though it had been involved in an altercation.
Was it outside of a nightclub prior to it? Never mind.
I was going to say, was it the same parking lot that the girl was found in?
Wow.
No, she did not have any lacerations that we could tell.
I'd say a bag of money.
You found a bag of money in a parking lot?
Yeah.
Well, while we're at it.
How much?
Don't know. I'm not risking my life finding it or having that negative karma, whatever, come on to me. No, thank you. Somebody lost that money and probably needed it, and no, thank you.
I did find a bag of something else.
Did you turn it in?
Nope.
Or you just walked
away? Nope.
I think it was actually the same night that we found the girl. We found a bag of something else there in the parking lot.
It's impressive by John, because I don't know if I could have done that.
No, I was about to say.
Now,
well,
if it would have been
way.
Like, you know, $200-$300, yeah, I'd probably be like, oh, hey, that's, you know, more money for Save Air. But I mean,
this was like something that fell out of the back of a Brinks truck.
It very well may have.
John?
It could have been a drop gone wrong, and then I got the mob or something after. No, not taking that chance.
Or they could have not even known where they dropped it.
Yeah, I probably would have taken that chance.
You hit a lick.
In my younger days, yeah. Cole, there's no doubt.
All right, question number three. How much of a concern is it that in a recent report citing unnamed Dolphin players, they're questioning whether Tua should be the quarterback next season? How concerning is that?
I think it should be concerning. I do know the guy that put that report out has had some. He's had some stuff in the past that has been questioned. And obviously, every time you go the old unnamed sources with things like this, I mean, unnamed sources when you're reporting something definitive, I think is a little bit different than unnamed sources with people giving their opinions about other individuals. And there have been some things that have been questioned in the past, but if this is real and Dolphins players feel the need to come out and speak to someone in the media that they don't think that he can be a leader or a great quarterback or command the locker room, I'd be worried about that.
It's concerning, and it's also kind of concerning with, and I think Brian Flores has done a really good job, but from when Tua was named the starter to the replacement and putting Fitzmagic in the game to everything else, I don't know. But, yeah, I would say moving forward, that's probably a concern for Tua. If you've actually got teammates that are out there and they're speaking and anonymously and, you know, concerned about you being the future quarterback. What it does mean, though, and it certainly is a sign of improvement for this Dolphins organization, they're getting better. You got players that are outspoken talking about it. Where it seems
hold
in,
on
in
a
years
second.
Past they didn't really give it.
They're getting better because they have players
that are
calling
off about
calling teammates out and not putting their name on it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying based on their results this past season and how much they've improved in the 2 years that he's been the head coach, at least there is a show of concern where in the past it seemed like, oh, well, whatever. You didn't hear a whole lot out of that organization. That's where I was going with that. No. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, question number four.
No, thank you.
Would you rather be Jimmy Buffett or Warren Buffett?
Wait a minute. Warren Buffett lives in like the same house he's lived in forever. Like,
doesn't mean he can't afford a different one or lots of different ones.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking. Do I have to like take over his current lifestyle, or can I just take over his holdings and his bank account?
You're becoming him. He said, which would you rather be?
Well, I want to be Jimmy Buffett
or Warren Buffett.
Oh, no, I think this is going to end up being pretty easy. Hold on one second. Jimmy Buffett.
I like flip flops and parrots.
Yeah, he's 74, man. Warren Buffett's 90.
Yeah.
If I could have their social status, bank account, everything that comes with it, and be 40 or 50, it's Warren Buffett. It's not even close.
But you don't want to be a 90-year-old Warren Buffett, even though he's a gazillionaire.
No, I don't know. That money doesn't do you a whole lot of good at 90. I mean, for a couple of years it does, but I'm going to need a good 20 years to get rid of that fortune, which, by the way, is estimated at $85.6 billion. I'm going to need a good 20 years, Pat, to get rid of that. If I'm going to empty that tank, I need 20 years to empty that tank.
Okay.
Hang on. What is Jimmy Buffett's net worth?
550 million.
Yeah, see. I mean, that's plenty for me.
I could do that in 20 months.
What? Spend it?
Oh, yeah. 550 million? You start buying some jets and houses.
Yeah. End up owing money after that. Just ask Adrian
Peterson. I've seen Brewster's Millions. I know the tricks. I can do it.
Brewster's Millions.
Actually, I really love that. Richard Pryor.
All right. Fifth and final question of the week. Aaron Rodgers revealed this week that he's going to be a guest host of Jeopardy very soon. You know, other quarterbacks have tried their luck at acting and singing before they retired. So can you guys name the quarterback who recorded this during their NFL prime?
Driving down 66, this old pickup truck and me, and your memory.
I'm going to say Jim McMahon.
Okay, do you have a guess, Landrum?
Became sweethearts till the end. That's definitely Jim McMahon.
And we were 10.
Second guess, Mark Rippon.
Okay.
Second guess.
Hold on, let's get this chorus. Come on. Had an innocent love that
here it comes.
You still think of Oklahoma now.
Oh, it's Sam Bradley.
What the hell? I don't know who that is. I think you.
All right.
You
all right. So both of you guys,
Sean, had mixed up with Sam.
So Jim McMahon.
Sam Bradford.
And you said Mark Rippon. Is that who you said? This is your yeah. second guess? How about you, Ledger? You got to say. You got to.
Sam Bradford. I said Bradley. Sam Bradford.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Say Bear, let's hear a few more seconds of it, then I'll tell you who it is.
I got to hear that chorus again.
You prefer every half a
point? Oklahoma Nights.
Oklahoma Nights.
That's it. In QB Suites.
Home place in the horse, feeding them hay.
All the bulls and
boots get fuzzy later on.
This sounds better. I'd rather hear this.
Getting ankles taped.
Josh Heupel? I don't know. I mean,
okay. Here we go. This was recorded in 1993 by Troy Aikman.
Oh, that's good. He is not considered to be an Oklahoma guy very often. No wonder he transferred to UCLA. He wanted a career in music.
Yep.
Golly, that's got a random text. And yeah, it's Troy Aikman. By the way, if you just texted me, I don't have your contact safe. Could you tell me who this is?
Humble brag. I feel like Troy gets really pissed off at people real easy, so I'm not going to say anything bad about his music. I don't need Troy mad at me.
When you look like Black Jay-Z, you don't want to make him mad.
I don't need that.
How long did Troy and Nancy Kerrigan date?
I'm sorry?
Do we know that? Troy Aikman and Nancy Kerrigan?
That's the first
Sean
thing
Bradley?
That comes out. All right.
Sean Bradley.
Sam Bradley. Not Sean Bradley. Is he in government now? He's like 7'6", right?
Yeah, he's a tall guy. That was bad. That was really bad.
I knew y'all would love that.
But here's the thing. Like all these NBA guys try to make rap albums, and we all make fun of them, but nobody ever makes fun of Troy for trying to do country music and being terrible at it.
By the way, I did not, and I know who it is now, friend of the show.
Oh, National Nightmare averted.
I did not dump your number. I got a new phone, and some of the contacts didn't save because they were connected to an old email, and that's no longer connected to a server.
You know you have a phone and can text them this, right?
I just thought I'd do it in real time.
You know, Troy dated Lori Morgan, country music star, for a while.
I love to meet some Lori Morgan.
I don't even know what color hair she had.
Blonde, short, cute, really cute.
Cute or really cute? Big difference.
Really cute. Really, really cute.
Ooh, really, really.
All right, guys, that's today's Pat Ponders and Troy Aikman with a special
guest
appearance.
What made you think of the Troy Aikman music?
Actually, there was a podcast from earlier this week, and he was doing an interview. And in the podcast, he actually talked about, at one time, doing an album. Jay Novacek and himself and some other of the Dallas Cowboys did an album, and he had a solo.
So they basically did the 85 Bears, except they were serious about theirs.
Yep, they were. Mm-hmm.
They took the Super Bowl shuffle to a whole new level and thought they could really... Like, what's your end goal on that when you're sitting around at the White House that they used to have talking about that? When they all used to go to on the weekends or weeknights, whatever it was. And you got Irvin over on one side doing his thing, and Eric Williams is rolling in there, and Nate's opening the trunk, unloading in there. Like, what? When you're over in your corner and it's like Novacek and Moose and Troy, like, what's your end goal? God, we should cut. I know Nate's got his thing going out there. He's doing really well with that. Sherman's over helping him with that, and that thing's probably going in poorly one day. You know, Michael's probably going to be on TV. Leave him alone. He's got his things. We need to cut an album, country album. That's the future for us. Our future. Jerry will get behind this, and we'll have it all over.
We're in Texas, check you
guys.
In,
guys. We're in Texas. People, millions of people going to buy this.
Like, what,
did you think you were
going to
tour?
Recording studio.
Did you think you're going to go on tour in the off season?
Since we're in Texas, I've got the perfect name: Oklahoma Nights.
Who won't buy that?
Oh, all right. That is.
And listen, much safer post career choice than some of the other guys that I mentioned. So.
Alabama Roofing Professionals, alroofpros.com, 205-722-ROOF.
This is Three Man Front.